From Nurture the Creative Mind and KUER, I'm Sydney Van Vliet. Hear me now. I want people to understand mental illness in a more real way, and give people struggling with mental illness a friend, an ally, and a voice. I spoke with my friends about their experiences with depression.
Isabella Hill.
Could you just sort of describe your experience with mental illness?
Yeah, so I feel like it's been going on my whole life, but nothing as serious as last year, I think, is when it really like kicked off. And it was just small little things happening, and I was kind of like, this is weird, why do I feel like this, or why am I having a panic attack? And finally I told my mom about it, because I was like, I feel like I didn't understand what was going on. And she had told me her history of mental illness and how it's run in our family, and it was okay that I felt like that. And I went to a doctor, I got a prescription. It still was hard after that, but it went up because I knew more about it. And I think it's harder when it's more confusing.
Mm-hmm. So something that helped you was sort of understanding it.
Yeah, I think when you don't understand it, that's when it's most scary. But when I talked to someone about it, it was easier because this is a real thing in my brain and it's not me mm-hmm. only.
Yeah. I know that when you're hit with depression, things sort of feel like nothing will ever get better and will this look this terrible forever. But how were you eventually able to like come out of that?
I feel like it's like a long process. And I think it's just little things over time. Like, I was mentally ill, but I was also, like, friends with not great people and in a school that I didn't like and had stressful things going on in my life. And slowly I started to recognize those things that were real stressors. And once I kind of resolved those, I felt like mental illness starting to get a little easier to tackle. Because once those were gone, I was like, it's just me in my head now that I have to work on and mm-hmm. get better with.
Yeah. So, would you mind if I told you a story about me?
Oh, that's fine. Right.
I was in ballet. I was dancing. I had been doing that for, like, 5 years or so. And you've probably seen the ballerinas in magazines and stuff. They're skinny, they're healthy, they're fit, and I really struggled with that because I had a lot of body issues, like with the way that I looked, and then the ballet culture on top of that was not great for that, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was doing this summer intensive, and like, I was just, like, miserable. Like, I'd done this summer intensive before, but this year was different. Like, I felt like I was just, like, I was so unhappy. I dreaded it every day. I'd come home from it and just cry thinking about going back, and I didn't ever want to get out of bed. I didn't ever want to look in the mirror. I dreaded going to ballet because I didn't want to look in the mirrors in the studio because I looked at myself compared to the other girls and I hated it. And that was the main thing that sort of triggered this depression that I went through like a few years ago. A lot of young people struggle with mental illness, and a lot of them don't understand that it's not something that you can just fix, you know? It's not something that you can choose to be rid of. It's a chemical imbalance in your brain.
Yeah. So I feel like it's sad that mental illness is such a stigma because it is so big. And I think not talking about it is so dangerous because I was so lucky that my mom was there and she recognized it immediately and she could tell me I had a family history. But what about the kids that don't have a family history and it's just them, or the kids that don't have parents or any friends who understand and don't know how to get out of the situation? That's really sad. And I also think it's sad that, like, if it is talked about, it's, like, romanticized or it's made trendy or interesting, because that's not the way it is at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that you were medicated. I was too. Are you still on medication?
Mm-hmm. I take Zoloft, which is great. I think it's harder when you first start taking it because it's like, this is so frustrating that I have to take a medicine to be normal. But once you start understanding it more, that it's not you as a person, it's a tiny chemical imbalance in your brain. And it's hard to get over, but it's possible. And like, once you start taking medicine, I feel like you kind of get that sense.
I know I wouldn't be able to like be this happy and healthy and stable if I didn't have it.
Yeah, having to take medicine is not a dig at you. It's just fixing something small in your brain.
I'm Sydney Van Vliet. This is Hear Me Now.
Hear Me Now is a production of KUER in partnership with Nurture the Creative Mind, produced by Sydney Van Vliet, Piper Deemer, Ryan Gimbel, Alicia Baker, and Cooper LaValle, with help from Amir Jackson, Michaela Ball, Michael Havey, and Tim Slover. This is KUER.